Okay, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara, the bottom of Chafez Amar Aleph, brought a raya from the case of the Gomel that was torn Pishtan. The Hiddush Tavira. The Gemara says that Lai Rabbi Yechanan is good, Isha Mishum Chitza. According to Rish Lakish, it says Isha Mishum Mamainai, it's Shver, that it's not Mamainai. The fire is not Mamainai. And Lai Rish Lakish either has to be Mamainai like Rashi holds, or even like Taisvis, it's Mamainai de Gomo. Taisa said, and therefore it's not considered Mamayne de Bala Gomo. So the Gemara has to cash on Reish Lakish. Now, yesterday, I mentioned to you a Pnei Yeshua. The Nakuda, in which the Pnei Yeshua and Reb Shimon have a disagreement here, is the question of ownership of fire. In case where you have a fire that's burning, let's say you have a candle that's burning, and I come with my candle and I light my candle from your fire. The fire that's on my candle now is my fire or it's your fire? Now, if I make Kinyani Gezela, so there's no Shaila, even if it's your fire, I'm cleaning it out for Gaza. Let's say I didn't make a Kinyan on it. Like in the Gemara's case, when my Gomel did it, so Gomel can't do Kinyan. If my fuel becomes lit from your fire, is that called my fire or is that called your fire? Yeshua names on for a Pashtus that is considered the fire of the owner of the fuel. And it's his fire. That when I light my candle from your flame, the fire now is my fire. Reb Shimon assumes the reverse. Reb Shimon says that it's not so. I don't own the fire. I own flax, or I own a candle. The fire, it's not my fire. How does it become my fire? It's your fire on my candle. Your fire on my flax. But it's not considered to be my fire. Now, this is the site in which they have a disagreement. Reb Shimon argues from Svara and Nafkamina is if you have a camel or any animal that lights a fire and destroys something, Reb Shimon says that that's Tzroiris. It's Kaichai Shel Hagamel, and it only pays Chatzi Nezek. You only pay Chatzi Nezek. The Pnei Yeshua says no. The halach is Tzroiris. When the thing that's shot out with your kayak by Tzroiris belongs to the Baal Ha-Behema, then you pay Nezek Shalom. Like we had the chicken with the bucket tied to its foot. If the bucket belongs to the owner of the chicken, he pays Nezek Shalom. So Pnei Yeshua says that you pay Nezek Shalom on the fire. And Reb Shimon says, no, you pay Chatzi Nezek. There's a Torah that says the Pharisee you pay Chatzi Nezek by this case of the Gomel burning down the house. And Reb Shimon is saying that the Iker is like that Torah, and you only pay Chatzi Nezek. So this is the machloikis that they have as far as ownership of the fire. I suspect that this goes back to what we spoke about. What does it mean, fire less be mamasha? He said, fire has no mamashas. What does that mean, it has no mamashas? It wasn't clear to us what it means. If you look at fire as an article, as something, so then if I take your fire, it's still your fire. It's your fire, and I took it, so now your fire is by me. And Shein came, if you look at fire not as an article, not as a thing that can be owned, it's made by mamashes. It's fire is it's energy. So if the energy is now in my flax, it's mine. whatever the mitzias, the non mamashis tikkun mitzias of Eish is, it's not shayach to own it. So it appears that this would seem to be the background of a machlokes. I don't know what that means. If I have a candle burning, and someone comes and he lights a cigarette from my candle, so I tell him, I don't give you a shush to use my fire. He has to extinguish the cigarette. He already lit. Already lit his wood for my fire. So it seems that this is what they argue about. Can I tell you, it's my fire, I don't want you to use it. Or you could say, no, it's your fire. I don't know, Shimon says it's still the fire of the original owner. Yeshua says it's the fire of the one who received it. So this is the machlokes between the two of them. The problem is the Lashon HaGemara. Bishlama, about 10 lines up, we're going on the case of the camel with the flax. So the Gemara says, Bishlama l'man yami yishem shem chitza v'gamalu. Very good, according to Rabbi Yechon on Yechayiv, because it's chitza v'gamal. Yechayiv, he doesn't have a sholem, like the Pnei Yeshua, Achati nezak, like the Rav Shimon, like the Tor. Elo l'man yami yishem m'mainai. Now look at the next words. The one who says Eish is high because it's your mommy. Hi Eish, lav mamayna de balagamalu. Correct the Gemara, this fire on the flax, lav mamayna de balagamalu. The Gemara is saying the fire is like a shimon. How do you touch the Gemara? The fire doesn't belong to the owner of the fat flax, the owner of the camel.
It doesn't belong to the person
either. It doesn't belong. So who does it belong to? Belongs to the camel. But that's a problem with the Pnei Yeshua. The whole Pnei Yeshua is saying that its tzorer is here, paid nezek shalem, because the tzorer is belong to the Baal HaGadol. And the Gemara says, the feirish lav mamayna de Baal HaGadol. So difficult, especially because when we discussed this, when we started this sugya, it was more mustaber to us that if your fuel gets lit with somebody else's fire, then it's now your fire. He still has his fire. You didn't take ner lech and ner lemeya. You didn't, you know, ner lights in there, it doesn't take away from him. And the Svara was like the Pnei Yeshua. And the Lachayrut and the Pnei Yeshua are not like that. So it takes, the truth is, it takes a Gaonis to be able to try to answer. The Pnei Yeshua Gemara not like the Pnei Yeshua. What was the Pnei Yeshua thinking? He left the Gemara. It takes a Gaonis to try to answer this. And Chazon Ish has, it's really a Gaonis dikachap. To explain this Gemara like the Pnei Yeshua. The Seist, I don't think the Chazon Ish would have gone out in such a limb to say the Pnei Yeshua. It didn't bother him so much, Shverkite, than the Pnei Yeshua. If I bothered him because he holds like the Pnei Yeshua, he holds that it's your fire. And it's your fire, what's the Taich in the Gemara? Lav Mamayna, the Baal HaGadol. So Chazon Ish comes with a whole new avenue of thinking, a new way of thinking of the whole Sugya. And you have to start thinking about it the way the Chazon Ish thought about it, and then we'll come back to answer it. Let's just talk for a minute about Eish. What is the magic of Eish? The Tanakh didn't talk about Eish all year. We had it a little in the beginning of the first parak. What is Eish? Eish is something that damages with Ruach Acher, Kayach Acher Mo'urata. If I put Avnei Sakina Masai Barai Shagar, if I put something on a roof and the wind blows it down and it falls and breaks something, you said the Feirish that that's the Gemara said it's Chayiv, all the Rishayim there learned that it's Eish, and the false Barach Mitzuyida wasn't a Machlokes. That's Eish. I put something on the roof and it falls and it damages Barach Mitzuyida, that's Eish. That means Eish doesn't have to be fire in the sense that it's a Domesh Ein by Mamasha. A fire, Eish, is anything I put in a place where Ruach Mitzuyah is going to do damage. That's the ish. Maskim? That's the ish. Ish is anything I put anywhere. The Baruch Mitzuyah is going to do damage. So it's not the Chazon Ish. We said that if a camel is walking down the street and it has a shlitshal, or it has a saddle, or it has a backpack, and by the street somebody left their object in the street, and my animal walks by and it breaks the object, which mazik is that? It's regal. It's told as a regal, shlitshal, and regal is part of b'shusarat. So the Chazon Ish, 1 minute. Why aren't you chayiv because of Eish? Why am I not chayiv because of Eish? What did I do? I put my backpack on top of the animal. And it's a ruach mitzuyah for the animal to walk down the street. And there, in the street, Pliny left his, whatever it was, his package. I mean, animal's walking straight in a way that it's going to knock it down with the shlitshal, with the packaging. Why isn't that Eish? Why shouldn't that be chayiv al Eish? Eish doesn't have to be fire. Eish is anything I put in a place where it's normally going to be mazik. Mm-hmm. Now regel is takapot b'shus harabim, but Eish is chayiv b'shus harabim. So why, when I put something on the back of my animal and I walk down the street in a normal way and it breaks something, why isn't that Eish? What's the answer? I wish just to do it, but I'm fighting for it. I should say, I should survive. Well, Mama Nashab, you tell me I wish just, I do wish just. What's the difference? I wish just to light a fire in my backyard. I 100% wish just. And if it spreads, I have to pay for it. So. What? In the case of the package, let's say the package protruded out. It's because the animal was moving, so it's kayak achar mu'rivai. Another kayak made it do it. The fire, even if it goes close to the wind, let's call it kayak achar mu'rivai. Let's say the fire would have stood, and the ruach mitzuyah blew it. Or my package is on the roof, and the ruach mitzuyah blew it. So the ruach mitzuyah did the damage of my package. But if I put my package on a roof, where Ruach Mitzuyah, I don't own the Ruach Mitzuyah, but the Ruach, I put it in a place where Ruach Mitzuyah makes it do damage. And that's Eish. So why, if I put it on the back of a camel, and it walks down the street, why isn't that Eish? What? It's not a Ruach Mitzuyah. What do you mean by that? Why isn't that a difference? What's the difference of a wind or a camel? They're both rough materials. Sure, the animal is a kayak after. What? No, even when the Eish wouldn't have spread without a wind. No, but I need a Ruach Mitzuyah. I light a fire. If it's not windy, it's not going to spread. And a wind comes and makes it spread. If I put a package on a roof, the wind blows it. The package is not a lie, the camel, it only moves because of the wind. So if I put my package on a camel, it moves because of the camel. What is it moves because of the camel, or it moves because of the, or it moves because of the wind?
The camel's moving, and before
it
walked the camel,
or the
bumping from the side of the camel.
Right. But what, so it's saying a fire. It wasn't the ruach mitzuyah that did the damage, it was a fire that did the damage. And there also, there's a wind that blew it off the roof.
That's because of the bumping from the side of the camel.
No, I have one step, it blew off the roof, and the second step is that it hit the car down there and made a hole in the windshield. Well, you're defining this too. The animal made it go, and then the animal banged it against the keli, that broke.
The animal
it falls off, doesn't fall off, same thing.
Where
goes the animal?
Well,
so you're really right. Well, Chazon Ish says, it is darin achinami, apichesh v'leteish. But this type of eish, the Torah calls regel, and the Torah was mechadish that you potter, because the Nish says that it would taka the eish. But the Torah, when it set up gedarim, it said the type of eish which happens with your animal walking down the street that we potter you from, you potter. That aspect of it is gzeres hakasov, that that memoina, which is the eish on top of a gomel, the attacking of a gomel, that the Torah is gzeres hakasov that apotted you. That's regal. That's a type of a eish which is regal. We spoke in the very beginning of the year, the stifless clair. If someone digs a bar and lights a fire in the bottom of the bar, and someone falls in and gets hurt by the fire, whether that's bar or eish. The other side, that is bar. Even though it's a fire that's destroying. But that's bar. That has the characteristics of bar. It didn't spread. And something came to it and fell in. And the same thing in eish, that's on the top of the back of a gomel, that eish can't be chayiv al-tmamayna. Because that eish is an eish which is included in regel, which the Torah behed yapater. So the Chazon Ish says, he goes from step to step. He says, just like if I put a bundle on top of the camel, it's really eish. The Torah said, Apple PK, your potter. Because if it's on your camel walking down the street, your potter. Who hadin if you put a fire on the back of your camel and it walks down the street? It's your mom, but it can't be chayiv al your mom. Al mom, it can't be chayiv. That's regal. Al mamoinoi, it can't be chayiv. So it can only be chayiv out the spreading, out the chitzav. The chitzav, like Vishlakish, Lama Maini the Balagamalu, it spreads, is not his. You can't be mechayiv out the original fire, so then you can't be mechayiv from whatever spread from it. So what do we want to understand? We want to understand the Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua says, if my flask gets lit from your fire, it's considered to be my fire. Zech Chazon Ish, that fire, if I have a camel walking down the street and I put on top of the camel a fire, I load my camel, I'm transporting fire, I put fire in the back of my camel, it's walking down the street, I cannot be chayav al tmamayinai because the Torah calls that regel. So I'm not chayav al tmamayinai, the Torah calls that regel, I'm potter. The only thing you can be mechayav me is the fact that fire spreads. It's not like shlif shalel. Once the fire catches onto the house, it spreads in the house. So if you learn Isha Nishan Chitza, could be chayiv. But otherwise, the fire that's burning in the house is not his. The fire that's his, that's on the back, you put the for. The fire that spread into the house, that's Lavimayne de Balagamalu. This is how the Chazon Ish learns up this Gemara, according to the Pnei Yeshua. That really, we go to, he says the Pnei Yeshua is right. The fire is considered to be the fire of the owner of the fuel. And when you have fire on the flaps, on your camel, it's your fire. But out of that itself, you can't be chayiv, b'shus harabim. Because regel is part of b'shus harabim. Why would you be chayiv? Only because it's chitza, because it destroys the house. Once it lights the house on fire, that fire is not my fire. It only became my fire if it's my fuel. When your house is burning, it's your house, it's not my house. All over mom. This is how the Chazon Ish pushes this all into the Gemara, very much b'derech kupula, certainly not pash pshat the Gemara, but to save the Pnei Yeshua from what otherwise is a very shver akasha, this is what he's saying. Enter the Gemara, hacha b'mayaskina b'mesach seches kol ha'bira kula. He dragged the fire literally onto the building, so it's like makam hakeles of the keles. That is chayiv nezek shalom. Yachay in the sefer. V'niachen v'niyer v'chutzchen v'nichayiv v'nisach samay chayiv. You have to say b'shamda. Omda v'sichsecha koshkein v'chen v'nipati. Ubala gabal chayiv. The Gemara Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoach b'shvedu Rav Yikach amayaskim and kugay shomda lahatul meimeh. So what is that? When it stopped, the owner is not chayiv for the stopping. So the Meila, Reisha Balagomel Chayiv. So if he's not chayef for the stopping, why the reish? He's chayef the loy boy loy lefushay betina. It's his fault. He shouldn't have loaded it up in a way that it'll catch fire. So if a chemini chayef the loy boy loy lanuchay nerei me avroy. Okay, so that's the end of this, the second raya. The raya from Kelef and the raya from Gomel, and now we bring the third raya, Toshma. Hamadlik is Hagadish Vahayogadi Kofaslai, the Eved Samachlai, the Nisrafimai Chayef. Okay, most of what we're going to talk about here is the Eved. You have a goat and an Eved and a Gadish. Our discussion, the lumdus of the sugya, is tied to the status of the Eved and the rules of Kamalei with the Rav Midin. But Agav, there's a machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos regarding the Gedi. Look at the Reisha. Hamadlik es Hagadish. He lit a Gadish on fire. Hoya Gedi kofos loy. It was a Gedi tied up. So they're going to say you have to pay for the Gedi. Why does the Gedi have to be tied up? If the Gedi is not tied up, what would be? What? Then? Chayiv l'chayiv anyway. If I burn down someone's building and there's a Gedi, I'm chayiv l'chayiv anyway. So Rashi teaches that Rashi, in the beginning of the narrow lines, about the sixth narrow line, Ivi did not get Gabi Evet Kafus for Samuch, not get Gabi Gedi Kafus for Samuch. Since by Eved we make a chiluk if he's tied up or not tied up, so by Gedi we make the same chiluk. By Gedi, even if it's untied, we don't say the Gedi should have run away, because Gedi, a goat, doesn't have brains to run away, doesn't have the seichel to run away. So Rashi learns that if someone burns down someone else's building and there's an animal in the building, so since the animals don't have seichel to run away, so therefore you are chayiv even if the Gedi is untied. Tosfos, the Rashbam, disagrees. The beginning of Tosfos, how you could decop this light. Tosfos says the same kash as Rashi. Tema listening Bereisha Gedi ve'evet samuch. Why does it say Gedi is tied? It would say the Gedi is untied. It would say the Gedi ve'evet kafus, that would listen to faith. Here's Rashbam. The Gedi nami ha'yaloi levrayach. Bereisha, tani Gedi kafus, evet samuch, dafka. Dafka v'kai gam lechayim. So I don't know what the lumdus of this machlaikis could possibly be. What could be the lumdus of a machlaikis if a goat has enough brains to run away? Figure out a lumdus for it. I don't think they're looking at Baruch Berach Shimon. I don't think they're going to discuss
it's
not a machlaikis? What? He's tub shotting there. But then a machlaikis is tub shotting. You have Rashi personally hold, but it seems there are two ways to learn the Gemara. You can learn the Gemara that a Gedi that's untied, so therefore you're potter, or that a Gedi that's untied doesn't have seichel to run away, and therefore, I mean, I don't know. We'll do an experiment. We'll get Gedis untied, light up the buildings. I think they're going to run away. You know? What do you think? You think Gedi is going to run away? It hurts, fire attack. So I don't know what the machlokes here between Rashi and Tosfos is totally in. Maybe it doesn't run away till the last minute, but it's too late. Didn't see it coming. Kiddush of Gedi Kafus, Rabbeinu Tam says at the end of the narrow lines, and if you're going to Tosfos, look at it with me now, next to the last narrow line, you're going to Tosfos afterwards, at this piece. Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish, the Itzchok Gedi Kafus, the Chayiv, Afa Gad, the Patrino and Tamun Be'esh. you would think that it could be tied up in a Gaddish. It's Tamun. We pass the Tamun Ba'esh, the Gashina. Ma'koma Begali, I've called the Galui, Sakat, I've called the Choldova de la Borche. Lav ken kama hu pater the kedi ain darfem yes kafos and the kedi is not normally tied up sakatay tach lemifterei kamash molan that philosophy side. What does Tosis say? Tosis here says that a kedi that's tied to a gadish, I would have a havamina is pater of tavo. That if you destroy a Gaddish and there's a Gedi there with Pater al Tavun, Mashbalan, that's your Chayiv. What's the Havamin that's Pater al Tavun? Why would I think a Gedi is Pater al Tavun? The Gedi is hidden in the Gaddish. Maybe that's what this means. It's hard to say. The Gemara told me that the Gedi was hidden inside. The answer is that in Dinut of Tavun, there's a Machlaikis Rishayman. What the Ptur of Tamun is. Most Rishonim learn that Tamun is anything that's hidden in a Gaddish that's not normal to be there, the Gemara will say later, is Tamun. There are other Rishonim, there are those who hold that the Rambam is the Rambam Shita, that Tamun is just an example. The Ptur of Tamun is anything that's not normally in this place, anything that's not normal to be there. They're usually the things that are hidden inside. But even if they're not hidden, even if the Gedi is tied to the door of the Gaddish, and someone's fire destroys the Gaddish, anything that's in Dark Eliyashem has a Ptur of Tamun. That many learn in Shita Saramba, certainly the Shita of some Rishayim. So Tosis is going on that. That I, the Pshat Gemara is, I would have thought that a Gedi tied to a Gaddish is not normal, and it's Pater al Tamun, Kamash Malan, that it is normal, that it doesn't have a Pater Tamun. What's the Kamash Malan? I'm taught to know, either Kamash Malan that it's normal, and it has a Pater, it does not have a Pater Tamun, the says. Either you learn like the Rambam, that Tamun does pater abnormal things, and that Tamun does pater abnormal things, but here it's normal for it to be tied. Or else, Kamash Malah, no, Tamun has to be hidden, and even though this is abnormal, it's still pater. Like a pater, these are two shittas in Dinei Tamun. Okay, let's get to the Iker. Uniqueness of this case is the din of Eved. Hamar is a Gaddish vayigdi kafus loy. Eved samafloy. V'nisraf imay chayit. Eved kafus loy vayigdi samafloy. V'nisraf imay pater. This is the chiddush. You have an Eved tied up in a Gaddish. The person burnt down the Gaddish with the gedi with the wheat that's in the Gaddish. Potter, he doesn't have to pay. Why doesn't he have to pay? Because since he killed an Eved, and killing an Eved, even Eved Kanani, if a person kills an Eved Kanani, he's Chayav Misa. So come with the Rabbi Minay, and even if he did it with Shaygeg, but Chayav Misa Shaygeg is also Peturin. There's also the fact that he did an Isser of Misa, Patasin from Mother. That's what the Gemara is saying. So, Menele, the Gemara is Sakash. Ishlam alamandi amishem mishem chitza mishem achi pater. Alamandi amishem mimayna am I pater. You know, kotel turei avdach in Anglo Mechayim. So, at the beginning of the week, on Sunday, we discussed the machlaikis and the Yosef and the Ran. Muki Yosef and Ran disagreed as to whether you can compare Dinei Nezikin to Dinei Shabbos, and the truth is to Dinei Ritzicha as well. Are they comparable or not? Muki Yosef said that you can compare them. You can ask a kasha if Isha Rishon Chitzav on Shabbos, you should say Isha Rishon Chitzav, and it should be chayiv. Thus says, the Mukiyasif held that on Shabbos, if you put something in a place where a ruach mitzuya is going to cause it to do malacha, that's called doing malacha. If you put something in a place where ruach mitzuya is going to create a malacha, for that you're chayiv. Mukiyasif held. The Ran held, no, you can't compare Hilchas Nezikin to Hilchas Shabbos. Or the Ran says Hilchas Ritzichin. The Ran is Sanhedrin Ayin Zayin. He's talking about Ritzichin. He says that if someone in Ruben kills Shimon by putting something in a place where Ruach Mitzuya is going to blow it and it's going to fall on his head and kill him, that you're potter. You're potter. Ritzicha has to be b'maisa and not b'chitza. There's no chiyuv by ritzicha of chitza. You're not a ritzayach. That's the shitas haram. The plea is that here we have a beferish of Gemara, not like the Ram. Gemara here says beferish b'shlom leman diya be'isha mishum chitza of yachayiv. Gemara says that you light a fire and the fire spreads out these emishim chitza with ruach mitzuya, and it kills somebody. That you're chayiv. So beferish gemara like the Mukhi Yosef, and not like the Ram. The Gemara here is saying chayiv misa. Now, if you look in the Gemara carefully, you're not going to find the words chayiv misa. Right? It doesn't say if you kill the Eved. It doesn't say the words chayiv misa, but it does say kam leiv the Ram in it, that because the Eved was killed, and he was over like sirtza, he doesn't have to pay for the burning of the Gadish. So to beferish a Gemara that if you light a fire and the fire kills somebody, that's Shechayiv, which is what the Mukhi Yosef said. The Mukhi Yosef says that you can compare Milchus Nezikin till to Shabbos, and certainly with Tzichu, which is even more similar to Nezikin. But the Ran held that you can't compare it. It's a special din by Nezikin, where if a wind blows it, you're still Chayiv. But it's not Emes by Ritzicha. The Ram held, if you kill somebody with a Ruach Mitzuya, the Gairim is Nisa, you're not Chayim Nisa. You're not Chayim Nisa. So it's not fair. How's it going to learn this Gemara? It's in the first of the Gemara that says that you're a Ritzayach. So it sounds like it needs a Hatzalah, and it's a very difficult... So there's a way out. And the Yimei Moshe Shuvah Lamed talks about this Barichos. And he says there are two ways to learn the Gemara, two very different ways to learn the Gemara, and there are Kama Nachkavinas between them. What is the Kam Leib Derabamine of the entire Sugya here? Also in the Mechas Chinuch, Mitzvah Nun Vav, and it's Ois Yud. They both come to answer, could be the Mimashi, quote the Mechas Chinuch. They both come to answer the Ran. Why do you say, Kam Leib the Rabbi Mimei here, when he kills the Eved? When you learn Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, why do you say, Kam Leib the Rabbi Mimei? Because of Loisirtzach. Because the person who lit the fire was over on the Aveira of Loisirtzach. And Loisirtzach is Nisa. And Mamin is the Gadish. So you say, come lay the Rabbi. The Ran is going to learn that there's no Loisirtzach here. But there's a different reason to say, come lay the Rabbi now. There's a din which is known as din raidef. A raidef acha chaveri lahargai. If Ruvain is running after Shimon to kill him, he's a raidef. Anybody's allowed to kill Ruvain, right? If you see Ruvain killing Shimon, not only are you allowed to, you have a mitzvah When Shabbat al Damri, it's a mitzvah to kill a raidif. A raidif is chayav nisim. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that a raidif acha chaveri laharagai v'shavar kelim in his redifa. As he's running after him, he broke Caleb. Reuven's running after Shimon, he's got a knife in his hand, he wants to kill him. And he's not looking where he's going. And as he runs, he steps on Caleb and breaks them. The Raidif doesn't have to pay for the Caleb. Yeah? Dimsachaita Niska. He's running after him to kill him. And he steps on Caleb on the way. So now we take him to Dintara for the Caleb. So we ask him, did you really want to kill him? So he says, nah, I didn't want to kill him. Then he has to pay for the Caleb. He says, of course I wanted to kill him. He's put on the Caleb. Why is he put on the Caleb? Because at the time he was running after him, he was Chayav Nisa. Anybody who's allowed to kill him. There's another Paskin, he's Chayav Nisa. But the Torah Paskin is Chayav Nisa. Raidev, B'shas Redifasai, a Raidev during the time that he's running, the Torah said he's Chayav Nisa. B'shas Redifa, he's potter if he breaks Kalim on the way while he's running to kill somebody. Yeah? That's the din of a raidus. The Ran will learn that this sugya is talking that the person who lit the Gaddish is a raidus. If someone sees him about to light a Gaddish with his Eved tied up, he's allowed to kill him. Because he's raidus acha chaveri lahargai. It's Chayiv Misa. And that's why we say, come live the rabbi, Mina, he's Pater on the Gaddish. Not because he's either Lysirtsach, the way we learn Pashup Shah. Till now we learned, Lysirtsach means that he's Chayiv Al Pidin for that being either the Aveir of Lysirtsach, and that's why we say, come live the rabbi, Mina. Zakta the Mefasinach, and we'll see in a minute that it's a Rashba, it's a Mefarish Rashba, not Sivya. That the Ptur here is not Altsli Sirtsav, the Ptur is Altsraideh, and therefore it could be attacking not over like Sirtsav, like Shita Saran. Like Sirtsav is only if you do it via Dai. If you do it through a Garama, you're not over like Sirtsav. Like the Ram said. I come lay the Ramine, this come lay the Ramine is not also Sirtsav, it's Alt Din Raideif. There are two ways to learn the Sugya. One way is Alt Din Raideif, one way is Alt Din Lay Sirtsav. And as we're going to see, there are common afghaminas between them. It would seem it's a tiny life of fire. At the time he lights the fire, he's a raidus. So therefore what? When he chayev mamin, also for the time he lit the fire. Right? Okay. What? But a raidus, sure, is that fire. Since he's chayev needs to be shas with the fast, that's why it's part of a mamin. So we have a new way to learn up the Gemara. If the Gemara is Kasha, Elamad Yamishim Shemamayin, am I Potter? Why does the Gemara say, even if Yaldishim Shemamayin, he's a Raidus? So Teretz says, he's Taka Raidus, he's Chayav Misa. But Ilu Katal Turei Avdach, now he's going to Chayav. If his mom did damage and he did Ritzicha, so that's two different things. I think you all know that to say Kam Levi the Rabbi Minei, you need that the two things that happen together in one Maisa. If you have a person who drives somewhere on Shabbos and then he parks his car and then he shoots somebody. Shooting somebody is also Misa. Someone drives somewhere with his car, parks the car, then he goes and breaks the person's, steals something from the person. We're not going to say come like the rabbi now because he drove the car. He's going to be part of what he did afterwards. We all understand. Come like the rabbi now is when something happens simultaneously. It's all one ma'aser for which there'll be two punishments. So then we say come like the rabbi now. Someone takes destroys something of someone else on Shabbos in a way that is chayav for Shabbos. He's part of paying because it's all one. It's all one thing. Someone on Yom Kippur eats somebody else's thing. So if you hold that the Yom Kippur, you say Kamlai, you say Kamlai. Somebody steals an animal and he shechts it on Yom Kippur. He doesn't pay Dalet V'Hei, Mishnah says later in Meruba, because Kamlai Deramine, because the time he shechted, he's Chayav Nisa. So you don't pay Dalet V'Hei for the Shkut. If you're shy then. If someone shoots somebody, takes a gun, and he shoots someone and kills him, who may kill Shimon? Does he have to pay for the suit that got ruined? The bullet went through the suit and went through his heart. Does he have to pay for the suit? Or do we say comrade? Huh? Why am I asking? That's Pasha, no? Why am I asking? What's the question? If someone shoots somebody else, I would only say Machlech from Shem, the answer to this question. Someone shoots someone else through the back and kills him. Does he pay for the suit? He'll tell me, what? It's a push the case of Kamlai Rabbi there, right? It's a push the case of Kamlai. But, no, I gave you an introduction, if you understand. What's a Shaila? Huh? What's a Shaila? Two separate times. Didn't they happen separately? Didn't the bullet go through the suit before the bullet went through the heart? No? It was tackle one ma'aser. He did one ma'aser, but as a result of his ma'aser, there were two things that happened not at the same second. Two different seconds. First, the bullet went through the suit, and then a second later, went through the person's heart. Look at that. When the person did one ma'aser, it's not like a regular kamlei. A regular kamlei, the rabbi mean a. If a person is ma'anis in Erev, so he doesn't have to pay the knas because he was ba'al in Erev, he's chayav nisa. It's all one thing. Someone shechts an animal on Shabbos. He doesn't pay dalet v'hei for shechting. Because it's a malacha. It's all simultaneous. It's all at the same time. The shayla is, and this is the Rashba's shayla here in Asavir. What is the din in a case where it was one ma'aser, but there were two things that happened, one after the other? The Rashba, in our sugya, says that do not say, come later, the Rashba says that you have to pay. The Rashba says, the Farish, I'll tell you the case, he doesn't say the case of shooting someone to the back, his case is a case where a person lights a fire, one ma'aser, and the fire burns down a Gaddish and kills an Eved. Now, did it kill the Eved at the same time it burnt the Gaddish? Part of the Gaddish probably at the same time the Eved got killed. But not every bit of the Gaddish was burnt at the same time as the Eved. No? Part of the Gaddish burnt before the Eved died, and part of the Gaddish burnt after the Eved died. So Frech the Rashba Kasha. What Kamlei B'Derabbi Minei is there on the whole Gaddish? The death of the Eved and the burning of the Gaddish were not simultaneous. Gaddish could be burnt for 10 hours, and it could be the Eved was dead after 25 minutes. Or could be the Eved died towards the end. It didn't happen split second that a whole Gaddish burns down and an Eved gets killed. So the Rashba asked this Kasha. He says that it didn't happen at the same time. It didn't happen simultaneously. And because of this, the Rashba learns that our sugya is not talking about Loisirtza. Because Loisirtza is takanat behadadi, is the burning of the Gadish. He learns that our sugya is talking with Dine Raidev. Dine Raidev. At the time the person set the fire, he has a Dine Raidev. It's fire Nisan. And for that reason, because he has a Dine Raidev, that Dine Raidev protects him from everything that happens from that fire. Whatever happens, it's not the second of the death of the Eved. That's the thing that the Mechayev is. It's the running after his chava to kill him. Going to light the fire, and lighting the fire, that all has a din raidev. That's all the maisa in which is chayav misa. Chayav misa, why? Because he's a raidev. And for that reason, there's a p'tur of kavli with the rabbi today on the hadlaka sa'esh. In the hadlaka sa'esh, he has a p'tur. P'tur is not in the death of the eved. It's in the lighting of the fire. So the Rashba learns that we're talking about din raidev. And? Yeah. What?
The Torah says that he put the fire on the eved, then the rest of the Gadol is laying down. At the same time, that's not raidev, it's already after that step.
Yeah, but the Rashba holds that if you do a maisa redifa, any consequence of that redifa is
over.
But you didn't do another ma'aseh. The Ritzef didn't do another ma'aseh. It's all part of the original ma'aseh redeem. The
ma'aseh
redeem is that the ma'aseh depends on the death of the Eved. Redeem doesn't depend on the death of the Eved. Redeem just depends on trying to kill the Eved.
So you finish trying to kill the Eved. What's the difference with the ma'aseh?
Whatever he did was trying to kill an Eved. And whatever he did can't be chayav al tamamim. If it's the death of the Eved, says p'tur is only when the Eved gets killed. If the p'tur is because the Eved gets killed, it's only when the Eved gets killed. If the p'tur is because of trying to kill the Eved, then the entire ma'aseh is p'tur. Chayav
for killing the Eved because the Eved died, or you chayav for the ma'aseh?
No, that's incredible. You're not chayav because the Eved died. You're chayav because you tried to kill the Eved.
You have to try and kill. It's
the mice.
No,
I'd say
it's
the mice. We're about a sirtzach of a raidev. No, the sirtzach only chayv for successfully killing him. The guy's a chayv misa for trying to kill him. But he tries to kill him, and a miracle happens. He's
still
chayv
for the mice.
Chayv. His mice is mechayv him, but it's chayv for the death of the other. He's not chayv for trying to kill him. You have time. I think this is Chan the Rashba. You have time to look at it. So tomorrow, I'm going to continue on this. Taisus Begadi Dechad Va'avda Dechad, which is on the Gemara's Teretz. The Rivam in Taisus, you look in the back, the Maram and the Rishash have Tukshat in Teretz Rivam, Rabbi Yisrael Bar Mordechai. And those Tukshat in Avaita Tali, you'll see Klar, in whether you learn like the Rashba, of Din Raidis, or you learn that it's not Din Raidis, that it's Din Loisirtza. These are two ways to learn. If Chaim Ezer and Achiezer, and Chelik Evan Ezer, I think that's Chelik Gimel, it's all one volume. Tshuva Yud Tes, also Boys, he's reluctantly masked him to the Shayol to say a very big Chiddish in Hilchis Raidis. All these cases are nafkaminus, depending on how to learn the sugya. If you learn the sugya out, certain things come out. If you learn the sugya out, raidif, different things come out. So the loisirtzach and raidif are two ways to learn the sugya, and nafkamina tu v'deinayu. So tomorrow, let me ask Hashem again. Tomorrow, I hope to give share 10. Put in the time today, because tomorrow you're not going to only have, depending on what time you come, you'll only have half an hour or so to prepare. So make sure you put in the time today to get the sugya klar. I'm not going to go past the sugya of Kamei Drabinei tomorrow. Sunday we'll try to finish up the Yomid. But tomorrow we're going to go into Surah Kavlei, and the whole shiur could be mistaived around this chat in the Rajba. So just make sure you're not used to going to the Beis Medrash from here. So just go down and just put in the time to finish up this.